Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Chuck. I'm Bart. Joining us on the line, Radio.com Sports Insider and SiriusXM NBA host, Brian Scalabrine, back on the program. Thank you for some time. How you doing?
I'm good. But what is the appropriate way to celebrate a championship?
Well, if the Bucks win for the first time in my lifetime, I would like to see. Here's what I'm saying. Because it'll bring me closer with the people. Mm-hmm. I can flip a car. It's going to not be somebody's new car. I will buy a junk car, so I'm not doing any damage. Plus the people, Brian, that have to clean it up, I'm creating jobs in Milwaukee.
You're creating nonsense, though, for those people.
Hey, what a great way of looking at it.
How about that?
You know, there is a chance that if they do win a championship and I've already put your name to that, that they could make an example out of you.
True. Or if any car gets flipped, they're going to look back at me as the source.
They are.
And I could just be sitting in my living room and I'm busted.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, man. We got to stop this right now. We don't want to start some, you know, we got some little influence out there, it seems. So yeah. We don't want to start anything. We don't want any problems in the city. No.
Good thing we had Scalabrine on to set us straight.
I've been telling you that for the last 10 minutes. And not that flipping things, if they win a championship and turning this town upside down, is not a good idea.
Chuck, who am I going to trust? A former not NBA
a
champion?
Good idea.
Or a former girls' state assistant coach high school champion?
Both of
I'm
us.
I'm going to go with the NBA champion.
Both of us are older guys. We know. We've been through this. All right, so
I will say this. One of the greatest days ever, and I think everyone should do this, even like kids that win like AAU championships, just take seltzer water and explode it. Because when I was popping the bottles of champagne after we won in 2008, it was one of the funnest things I've ever done. Loud music, champagne, it was great. So for kids, you know, seltzer, you know, carbonated water, whatever it is. It is the fun thing.
There's got to be some expression of something. You can't just be like, high five.
Well, but it can't be like violence.
Well, that's not violence.
Violence?
No.
Turning over cars?
I don't know about the car, flipping a car, or burning the car. I don't know about all that.
No. So what did you see in game one? You know, obviously there's things that went wrong for Toronto, things that went wrong for the Milwaukee Bucks, that the Bucks, as many things that went wrong for the Bucks, they still found a way to win by 8 points.
Yeah, so I think it is very similar to the Boston Celtic game, except add in Malcolm Brogdon, who didn't play in game one, and then add in incredible performance by Lopez. So I think Toronto missed out on a golden opportunity to take a little bit of hold of this series. But if you're thinking that these two teams are on the same level, they're not. I just think Milwaukee is so much better. I think Milwaukee has so many different guys where you can get unexpected contributions from versus Toronto. You are like praying and hoping that you get contributions from a Kyle Lowry again, a Ibaka, or a Gasol. So, I might be wrong. I miss a lot of the time. And that's how you want to hear an analyst say. But to me, this Bucks team is so much better. And you keep your eye out on the Golden State side and what's going on with Kevin Durant. But talking about flipping cars and burning cars and all that stuff, this is a real possibility for them this year.
Okay, good. Let's just forget the Toronto series. We're going to win that. Bucks are going to win it.
Well, we shouldn't go that far.
No, man. Well, Chuck and I are going to. Okay. We're winning this series. Okay. We're already talking about flipping cars, so I do want to talk about perspective or a possible Golden State-Milwaukee series. And I want to talk about what you just brought up, because you've been around this Golden State team. You've seen them before Kevin Durant came in there. Is it true that they're better? I mean, they're not better without Kevin Durant, but everybody seems to like them better. So do the Bucks have a – what kind of chance do they have to beat them with Durant and without Durant?
With Durant, I think it's a conversation, and we'll get to that. I'm sure you guys will call me back and we'll talk about that when this does happen. But without Durant
– it'll be my one call from jail. When I flip a car.
No, it'd be before the series.
But, oh, okay.
I'm not. I don't think I'm crazy, and people in the NBA also second this. Without Durant, there's no way they beat. I can't see the Golden State Warriors beating Milwaukee without Kevin Durant. So he is a big part of it. Like, the Bucks are going to be able to guard all that stuff, like all the movement. They know that. Budenholzer knows that type of offense. He knows, like here's a play that keeps happening. You see Steph Curry drive to the basket and kick it. And everybody else that's ever played basketball knows when a guy drives and kicks, you kind of exhale, like, okay, good. Now what do I have to do? Steph Curry keeps running and coming off a screen on the other side. And last night, like, Portland limped to the finish during times of that game. And that third quarter, they acted like they didn't want to be out there. The one thing I know about this Bucks team is they're kind of relentless in the sense that they just keep coming at you. And sometimes they take some crazy wild shots and you're scratching your head, but it's who they are. And that's the way you have to play if you're going to beat the Warriors. Then factor into. Now, I will say, I think Giannis is an impossible matchup over the course of seven games. They do, and if I had to pick one guy in the NBA to guard him outside of probably LeBron, it would be Draymond Green. And so that is interesting to see if Giannis could impose his will on a guy like Draymond Green, who's been playing really well right now. I mean, he's playing at a whole nother level than what we've seen in the regular season. But I just think for the Warriors, they're going to be the team that needs to establish pace and kind of take the air out of the ball a little bit against the Bucks. And Kevin Durant's the perfect guy to do that. But listen, if Kevin Durant comes back, it'll be real. I think it'll be tough for the Bucks to beat him. I think they could, but without Kevin Durant, I cannot see them. I can't see the Warriors beating the Bucks without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the Bucks have such a championship makeup right now. Toronto doesn't have it.
They do.
I don't think Portland's got it, even though they gave Golden State a little run there last night. I mean, there's only two teams with championship makeup, Golden State and Milwaukee, left in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that championship makeup is more like being relentless, playing hard when things aren't going well. Like when Toronto, when things started going sideways for them, they sort of let go of the rope. They were hoping that other people would make shots versus, like, forcing the issue. Kyle Lowry was fine in the fourth quarter, but where are the rest of the guys at? That's not what a championship makeup is. The Bucks, like, with these unexpected contributions, anybody, and we've seen it throughout the playoffs, can go off at any time. Like, George Hill had his moments. Brogdon was great. Lopez was great. Mirotic had a quarter where he was great. So they have all this, which is, to me, a championship makeup, even more so than what you're seeing with the Warriors right now. Now, the Warrior role players and defensively, the way they're moving the ball, and Draymond and his, you know, his 1-2 combination to Kayvon Looney, like, yeah, they've been there before. They have it, but the Bucks have a lot of weapons. So it will be interesting. But once you add in KD to that mix, it's a whole kind of different conversation. It is the KD-Giannis matchup. How is that going to work? Who's going to guard him? It's really – but Giannis is he has the right mindset to go against KD, which is you score on me, I'm attacking you on the other end of the floor.
Talking with Radio.com Sports Insider and SiriusXM NBA host Brian Scalabrine here on Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. We will bring it back to present day because, you know – for a team that we haven't experienced something like this in a long time, we're up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're looking ahead to the finals. But if you are Toronto, with the way that you played, you outshot the Bucks, you gave maybe the Bucks your best effort. I know some of the guys did struggle a little bit, but Lowry was, you know, as good as he's been in the playoffs ever. How do you refocus and look at a team like Milwaukee? How do you go out there and try to beat them? I wonder what Nick Nurse and these guys are saying to Toronto about how they can not just beat them once, but twice, three, four times to go on to the finals on their behalf.
So the two guys is going to be Ibaka and Gasol. So it's okay. There's one thing, like, to me in game one, Gasol was just participating out there. Now there's participating supposed to take them versus, and I don't know for everybody out there that's playing, sometimes you do that. And sometimes you're like so focused on winning that you don't think about anything and you let that ball fly. Like Gasol and Ibaka, they need to get to the point where as that ball is coming to them in the air, they're thinking to themselves, like, I can't believe you left me open. I'm going to make this shot. I'm going to make you pay for leaving me wide open because you can continue to focus on the guards and guys coming off the screen. But to me, they both participated in the game. Now they have to get to the point where they're going to try to play to win the game. And it's a big difference. And maybe to the naked eye, it doesn't look like it's that big of a difference. It's a huge difference when that ball is coming to you and you know, like, I'm going to take this shot and I'm going to force you guys into making a tough decision. So if I'm Nick Nurse, I'm like, I guess, implementing a ton of confidence in those guys, saying, this is how we're going to win. We need you to take these and make these, and you got to put pressure on yourself to make shots, because this is the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Bucks are a team that plays with the gunslinger mentality. We got to have a little bit more gunslinger mentality than what we had in game one. Now, Kyle Lowry had that gunslinger mentality, which was great. He also needs to back it up, but my focus would really be on Gasol and Ibaka and getting something out of those guys when they're on the floor, because if you get nothing from them, then where do you go to? How do you match them punch for punch when the Bucks have all these different guys that can score at any given time?
Now, last year during the Boston series, if a team goes up 3-1, does that sink a team? If the Bucks go up 2-0 on the Raptors, does that deflate the Raptors a little bit?
No. Every team, when they go home, you know, NBA players, whether it's false confidence or real confidence, they do believe in themselves that they can take care of business going back home. So I do think that the Raptors would think, we'll just take care of home. The difference would be if Milwaukee comes out, let's say they are up 2-0 and Milwaukee comes out and it really punches them in the mouth. At that point, then does Toronto start thinking, oh my gosh, our back is against the wall. How are we going to perform? Kawhi Leonard, he is not going to be fazed by that. The rest of the guys, they might be.
Brian Scalabrine joining us. One more for you, Brian. You're a tall man. To see what Brook Lopez is doing with the Bucks from three, you wish you could play in that era where you could just chuck threes and be great at it?
So the way I look at that, and it's not me being self-deprecating or anything like that. I thought I was a very unique player in 01 where I was like a forward, like a power forward who can defend my position to a certain extent and stretch the floor. And there weren't that many of those guys out there. Now, you start to look around, man, there's like five or six guys like me on every team. So in one sense, I would say, oh, yeah, I would fit in really well with this. In the other sense, I'd say, well, I'm just a dime a dozen. Why are they going to pick me over any of these other guys? So I kind of feel the latter is true. I think I wouldn't have had that great of an opportunity because there would have been another really good player, probably a better athlete than me, that can do exactly what I do, which would probably not allow me to play in the league. So, hey, I'm really happy with what I got when I did it. I just think the league has changed a lot and the skill level has changed a lot. Now, maybe I would have adapted to that. That would have been great. But if I'm just using my game and my skill set, it probably wouldn't have stood out the way it did, and which gave me an opportunity to play.
Brian, we'll try to talk to you before Bucks Warriors, assuming that happens. And then you will be my one phone call from jail after I flip
you got
a car.
It.
Brian Scalabrine, appreciate
right.
it, man.
Hey,
you.
Brian.
Radio.com Sports Insider Brian Scalabrine. You can find Brian at SiriusXM NBA weekday mornings. He joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.